Hello, Surfboards, it's Rory. Oh, yeah, I can help you out with one of them. What do you want to know about Yeah, we can do a bit longer. We've just got a couple of the most common sizes online, but we've done them up to sort of 6'4". Yeah, okay. What size are, how tall and heavy are you roughly? Okay. Yeah, so have you just been lying down on your 7 foot softboard? Yeah, how much, do you know how much foam is in that roughly? The literage, which the volume, yeah. 68, a real light, yeah. Okay, yeah. So what with the gut slider, you kind of want to keep them as short as possible. We've made them up to 3.5 inches thick, and you get a fair bit of foam through them that way. Just for the design, you kind of want to keep them short so you can, they're a bit more responsive and maneuverable.
I
think they go better the shorter you can go, but if you really want it, if you do want a 6'10", we could design you one. That'd be no problem. Yeah, so we can customize them however you want, really. It would be, if we went up to 6'10", it would probably add $100 to the price. So they're 1090 and 6'10", I reckon, would be 1190. I'd have to check what blank we could get it out of, but yeah, about 1190. Yeah, that's with color and with fins. Oh, we might. Whereabouts are you? Yeah. Yeah, that's them. Yeah, well, look, if you want to order one, I reckon I'll get one to you by Christmas. Yeah. Well, I can fill one out now for you if you're ordering it. So are you ordering it and the kids are paying for it or something? Or is that how it's gonna work? Oh yeah, no worries. Yeah, when you're ready to order, just give me a call. So give us a call back on this number, and I'll just write it all down, and we'll get it on the go. Yeah, it's still really wide. It just finishes in a point, just so it doesn't catch. So that's. So it still stays wide like a foot from the nose, because it's a pretty wide curvy outline, but a lot of the time with the couple inches of the nose with most surfboards, it's nearly out of the water anyway. So a lot of the time you find with the really wide nose boards, it can give you a bit more buoyancy, but as far as performance and also when you're paddling into waves, if there's any kind of offshore draft going up the face, it actually gives it a bit more to hold you up, whereas the point of your nose kind of plow through the chop or through the wind a bit better as well. So you're not really sacrificing much because it still is a wide outline and wide a foot from the nose, but just it finishes in a point. So you've just taken a little bit of foam out right at the tip of the nose. Oh yeah. Yeah. No, we've found with the design, they go better with the foam that you can take out where it doesn't really affect the paddling and wave catching ability at all, but it improves the performance. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we've been sending them all over. Like, there's a huge group of guys up on the Sunshine Coast that are just surfing 1 to 2 foot beach breaks up there, and they're all loving them. So, yeah, I reckon go as short as you can. But if you're surfing if you're surfing a 7 footer that has that much foam in it, and you'd be more comfortable going 6'10", that's definitely something we can do. Yeah. Well, hopefully these will go much better because they're purely designed for lying down, for prone surfing. So instead of using a surfboard made for standing up and just lying down on that, this one's sort of designed for having a low center of gravity and got the bottom contours and all that are suited to lying down. The freight, it'll be 150 up to Sydney. Yeah. Yep. No worries. Sounds good. Whatever you like, really, whatever you want to do, that's fine. All right, sounds good. I'll talk to you soon. Okay, you too. See you later.